Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. I hope your summer is wrapping up nicely. I know that it's been pretty hot mostly everywhere. I hope that you have been able to enjoy the Olympics. And despite the Delta variant COVID numbers going up, I hope that you and your family and friends have remained safe. Today, we are going to be talking about a topic that I come across quite often in my personal life and in my professional life as a couple and family board certified psychologist, and that is dating at work. Should I date at work? Should I not date at work? Everybody has their own take on whether you should or shouldn't date at work. Some say it's an absolute no-no, regardless of the level of attraction, regardless of the situation. But the reality is the likelihood of having a crush or dating someone at work is not zero. There's lots of statistics out there about dating at work. And I mean, on a basic level, it makes sense because you spend lots of time together with people at work. And for the most part, working together assumes that there's some level of commonality, similar interests, you have the same experiences, and sometimes you end up finding out about your coworkers on a personal level, and you find that you might really, really connect with this person. So if this is something that you are interested in doing, or if you're already doing, I am going to give you four questions for you to answer to help you make the best possible decision for yourself. So go ahead and grab your paper and pen or open your notes app, grab a drink, and we will get started. This first question that you want to ask yourself is simply, what is the policy? I think a lot of times people skip over answering this question. Usually the company will have a policy on dating. Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? And it's really important for you to read the fine print, because if it is allowed, usually if the company does allow dating, they usually have some language in their policy that says, we don't mind you dating as long as it's not someone in upper level management. Sometimes it's as specific as it just can't be your boss. Or if you are the boss, then you cannot date anyone who is directly reporting to you and you're responsible for their employee evals, you're responsible for their raises and things like that. Some companies have a broad policy and some companies have a very detailed policy. So it really is important for you to ask yourself, what is the policy? Because I think that is going to help you decide how you want to navigate this situation. Your answer to question number one will partially help you to answer number two, and that is, what do you have to lose? Now, I'm pretty sure we can all come up with a variety of answers to this question because, like all things in psychology, it depends, right? When you think about what you have to lose by dating at work, you're essentially answering what are the pros and cons of being in a relationship, either with this person in particular or in general. If I decide to date someone at this job in general, there may not be a specific person identified just yet. But maybe you're working on a job and you realize that, hey, that looks like there's lots of potential options that you could be interested in. When you think about what you have to lose, you have to ask yourself, what is my goal? Is my goal to just work here as a seasonal job? Is my goal to stay here for a couple of years? Is my goal to get a promotion? Is my goal to get trained, to train others? So you really want to ask yourself, what do you have to lose? Now, what is implied in this question is also your motives. The reality is that there are some people who do not have genuine intentions in dating. Maybe this person is someone who could help you get a raise, who could help you make the connections that you need to make. And so then you have to ask yourself, would it be fair for me to only enter into a relationship with this person because I have a personal motive for my professional gain? Would I be willing to disclose that? Do I think that this person can help me get a promotion? And on the flip side of that, what do I have to lose? Would I lose my reputation? Could I potentially lose my job depending on the policy, depending on the situation? Could I lose my position if things don't work out and one of us has to be moved to a different department? How will this relationship fit into my long-term goals? Does it fit into my long-term goals? And so when you think about the pros and cons of being in a relationship with someone at work, you really want to be thoughtful about it. I have found that people sometimes approach dating at work more casually than they would dating someone who they don't work with. And I don't know if familiarity breeds contentment, and seeing this person day in and day out kind of takes away a level of screening or consideration that you would with someone else. But sometimes we don't think about what could be the potential drawbacks of dating someone at work and really being genuine about your motives, or asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to you someone else's motive for wanting to date you. Maybe you're the person who has power and privileges at the job, and you're wondering, does this person really truly like me? Or does it just look good to say that, yeah, I'm dating the boss, or I was able to get the CEO's phone number, or I was able to get the senior manager to take me out for lunch? So it's really important to examine your motives and really think about what you have to lose and what you could potentially gain in the relationship. And because this is a Christian podcast, I'm also going to extend that further and ask you to consider those same things for the other person. What do they have to gain, and what do they have to lose by being in a relationship with you as well? Number three, what is your track record for dating at work? And you might be thinking, why does this matter if this is my first rodeo or if my last three partners have been someone that I've dated at work? Well, it makes a difference. I have encountered people who say that they only prefer to date someone at work because they assume that this person knows the job, they know the particular stress that they're under, they don't have to come home and explain it to anybody else, they don't have to worry about, or they assume they don't have to worry about getting into unnecessary arguments when business travel comes up, just a lot of things that some other couples may have to struggle with. Those struggles may not necessarily be there if you are dating someone at work. However, if this is your first dating experience at work, there might be some insecurities that come up for you. There might be some anxieties that come up for you that may not be there for someone who has a track record of dating at work. They may have their guards down in some areas, whereas you may be more nervous about the idea of even dating in the first place. I'll give you an example. Let's say this is your first time dating at work, but it's your partner's maybe MO to date at work. Well, maybe for them, it's a thing to hang out at your desk all day. And for you, that might be really uncomfortable. Maybe it doesn't bother them to bring you flowers and lunch, but for you, that's not something that you really want people to know about. And so those are the kinds of questions that you have to answer for yourself. And you also have to talk to your partner about. So that way you can make sure that if you do decide to move forward with dating or relationship with someone at work, that you all can be on the same page. Now, number four is a multi-layered question, and it is, what is your emotional maturity level? This question requires that you truly know yourself. Yes, I know what kind of man I want. Yes, I know what kind of woman I want. Yes, I know my goals. Yes, my partner has talked to me about his or her goals. But do you truly know yourself at a granular level? Do you know your triggers? Do you know how you handle personal pressure in relationships? Because when I talk to people, everybody says, or mostly everybody says, oh, I'm different at work, right? And it makes sense because those are typically the relationships with people that are not that intimate. So your boss says something that you don't like, it just kind of rolls off your back. Your coworker is annoying, it kind of rolls off your back. You can deal with it. You might have an emotional reaction to it, but usually it's not as intense and it usually does not last as long. But what if the person that you are romantically involved with works with you and y'all have a disagreement? It's so hard to turn that off, right? So you want to know and consider those pieces about yourself before entering a relationship. No one goes into a relationship planning for it to fail. But when I've asked you to think about the pros and cons of being in the relationship, one of the cons could be, I won't have any emotional distance from the situation, right? If we work together, it's a pretty good chance that I'll likely see you. And if we are not on good terms, that could be very distracting for some people. If you know that you're the kind of person that, no, if I see you and I'm upset, I am going to address you. I don't want to take a time out. We're going to address it right there. If I know that I have a little bit of petty in me and we're at a meeting, I'm probably going to roll my eyes. So you have to know those types of things about yourself and be willing to acknowledge those things so that you can make an informed and very mature decision. If I know that I'm the type of person that when I'm upset, I'm probably not going to get a whole lot of work done. So then I have to plan for those things. Or if I know that I'm the kind of person who fantasizes and can't get work done because I'm all in love, then that's something that I need to know about as well. So let's say that's how I respond in a regular situation, right? Where I'm fantasizing, I'm just excited, I'm texting my friends, I'm talking to my friends about this person, I'm planning our next date, I'm planning what I'm going to wear. So I am all consumed in dating this person or in this relationship. Imagine how intense that would be if I see this person at work. Is this going to interfere with your personal work productivity? Will I be tempted to take off work when I get upset? If it doesn't work out, do I know how to manage my emotions? So your emotional maturity is extremely important when you are trying to decide if dating someone at work is even something that you want to do or if it's something that you want to continue to do. And part of that other layer to emotional maturity level is also their emotional maturity level, because that's going to determine how you all communicate both with one another and also to other people. So are we going to communicate to everyone that we're dating, depending on the office policy, of course? Can we get together and decide how we're going to respond to other people who ask if we're dating? Are we going to be on the same page? Imagine if you're a person who's completely cool with it, right? You want everybody to know you're proud of this person. You're proud of their relationship. But what if your partner gets really upset? Then are you going to feel like they're keeping you a secret, that they're ashamed of you, that they don't really like you the way they say they do? And see, these are the types of questions that you all have to discuss. Are we going to keep it professional on company communication? So does this mean that when we communicate via email that I'm not going to ask you, hey, are we still getting together for dinner tonight at 7 on company email? Does this mean that I'm making sure that I'm not going to send you heart eyes in a ping throughout the day? How are we going to communicate? Does it have to be this rigid? No, it doesn't necessarily have to be this rigid, but it's always better to discuss a plan up front than to have to create one after something goes really, really wrong, or once we realize we're on two different pages with this thing. So dating at work really requires that you know yourself and your emotional maturity level, and also to consider your partner's emotional maturity level, right? If you are a perceptive person and you see that the person that you're interested in dating is very discreet, and that's what you require and that's what you need from someone you're dating in general, or and especially someone at work, then maybe if it's okay with the company policy, maybe this could be something that works out. But if you're a person who has a certain level of discretion with sharing details of your personal life, and this other person is like an open book, then that might pose a challenge for you. Because let's say this relationship progresses to something that is really in-depth and personal, right? So what if you happen to disclose that you're having some health issues or some mental health issues, or you're having some family conflict? Maybe you're okay with sharing with a couple of coworkers what's going on, but your partner is not, or vice versa. Or if this is your first dating situation and they've dated several people on the job, then how do you think that will impact the relationship? Do you think that will bring up unnecessary insecurities for you or your partner? Are you mature enough emotionally to handle those types of triggers? And emotional maturity in particular is an important factor in dating at work, because regardless of how discreet you all decide to be about this relationship, people will be watching, right? People will be talking, whether they talk to you about it directly, or they might whisper amongst themselves, or they might go and talk to the supervisors or managers and things like that. But people will be watching and people will be talking. And so it's not a matter of being able to control what people have to say, but it is important that you conduct yourself professionally because it is still a work setting. It is important that you consider your professional goals for being there. If your goal is to be there to contribute to the company, and I imagine and hope that you have a genuine interest in doing that, then your reputation and the quality of your work would also flow out of your emotional maturity. And how you respond to one another when you're in conflict will also come out of your emotional maturity level and theirs as well. So I hope these four questions will give you a good enough start to be able to make an informed decision about whether dating at work is something that you'd like to embark upon, or if it's something that you want to continue to do. If you're already dating at work, then these are some great questions to think about for your relationship and really start to process with one another to see if you're both on the same page. So that is our quick episode for today. I hope that you found it helpful. Let us move into our prayer time. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come together to talk about the option of dating at work. We know that your desire for us is to have healthy relationships with one another, and we want to make sure that if we decide to date at work, that that relationship is no different than dating someone else who does not work with us. We pray that you give us your wisdom to guide us into all truth so that we are not making unwise decisions. And it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to our episode for today. Please don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that you can continue the conversation. And also, go on Apple Podcasts, if that is your platform that you listen to, and leave us a rating and review. Until next time, take care.